Good morning, Dichlebeng Church.
It's
good to see you all finally made it to church on a Sunday.
We're going to
open our Bibles to Matthew chapter
14. And as you're
doing that, won't you tell someone next to you, God's got a word for you this morning. I'm going to read from verse
22.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves. For the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. And said, "It's a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Just to paint you a picture quickly. They've just fed 5,000 people miraculously. The disciples are buzzing. So excited. Wow, Jesus says, "Okay, get in the boat, go across." They're rowing into a headwind. Taking them the whole night. They should have made it across much quicker. But they're still, they're tired, but they're going, "Can you believe what Jesus did today?"
It's
that moment that Jesus comes walking on the water to them. They are scared. But then Peter steps up. "Jesus, if it's you, can I come? Can I walk to you?" And he takes those amazing steps. Steve mentioned it last night. He referred to him, Peter, the one that walked on water. I think afterwards the disciples referred to him, Peter, the one that started to sink when he tried to walk on water. Jesus says to Peter, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" I imagine Peter, "I walked on water. Those guys are all still sitting in the boat. They're scared. Why am I the one with a little faith?" A couple of weeks ago, my oldest son, Daniel, he came home with a certificate. So excited to show me. "Dad, look! I got a certificate because I got 19 out of 20 for my math test."
And
like any proud dad, looked him in the eye, and I said, why did you get one wrong? He was shocked. And he said, Dad, everyone else got like 13 or 14. I got 19. I was super proud of him. But I also know that he's gifted in maths. And I want to keep pushing him to go further. I think Jesus was super proud of Peter. His heart was like, well done, Peter. But come on, there's more. Come on, there's more for you. When Peter was looking at Jesus, he could do whatever Jesus said. I want to say, keep your eyes on Jesus. But if you haven't heard that over the last 3 days, then something's wrong with your hearing. Because it's been coming over and over again. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. I believe there is a big call on us together. Amen, Gareth, good word.
Amen, Gareth.
But we must not compare ourselves to others. Okay? Success is not doing better than someone else.
Okay.
Unless you're a South African cricketer right now.
We're doing better. Okay.
Success is not doing better than others. Success is doing what Jesus has told you to do. We want to be a successful people. And God has called His church. He's called His body, one body.
And
we've heard this as well, one body, many gifts. And I believe there's a call on us as a people that we need to walk in. I believe God is calling us as churches to step out of the boat. To get to where we are today, many of our fathers and mothers have had to take great steps of faith. Even in a South African context, this was not happening 30 years
ago.
People took radical risks in God. And we get to walk in the success of that now. But it's not now. We don't just sit in the boat. God has more for us. Can I be bold and say, as young South Africans, there's a call on us to lead our nation. I'm not going to wait to see where others lead us. I'm
going to
lead. As young South Africans, we need to lead. Last night, when we were asking God for a miracle, I had a miracle I knew that I was bringing before God. And it's not
going
to make for good juicy gossip about the pastor, I'm sorry. But I was saying, God, I want to break the systems that keep people in poverty. I want to break the systems. We need a miracle. God can do that. But we need to be crying out to God for it. Can I also be bold and prophesy that it's Africa's time to rise up? For us to take responsibility for our own people, our own continents. For us to take the gospel to every tribe in Africa.
And
to go west, to go north, to go east. I believe as Africans, we don't have to go south, because I don't think there is anything south of us.
Amen.
Amen. But there is a great call on us. And I believe we have the opportunity, if we want to get out of the boat, to walk with Jesus. And I've got four keys for us. If we are
going
to walk in all that Jesus has for us. Firstly, and this is the most important one, Jesus is more kind than you think. He is so good. Peter began to sink when his faith shifted from the firmness of Jesus' word to the instability of his circumstance where he was. Jesus said, come. He looked at Jesus. He started walking. Then it says that he began sinking. Now, I know some of you Basutus are not great swimmers.
Okay.
But let me just explain. When you on top of water, if you're not walking on water, you're going down. You're not just going to slowly start to go down.
Okay.
It says Peter began to sink. That was the grace of God on Peter.
Oh,
that was God showing him grace. You know why? Because he had taken his eyes off Jesus. Jesus wanted him to look back. So he allowed him to start sinking. Do you feel like you're sinking? You feel like life's just on top of you? Maybe that's Jesus' grace inviting you to reach out to him. In John chapter 21, later on, when Jesus has died and he's risen again, the disciples are back in the boat, they're fishing. And John recognizes that it's Jesus on the beach as they're pulling in this load of fish.
Okay.
He's not wearing much. He's probably just got like a little thing on. He sees Jesus on the beach. They're about 100 meters out. Now, I will bet my house on this, even though it doesn't say it. I'm so convinced Peter thought he was going to walk on the water to Jesus at this point. Because it says he put his coat on and jumped out the boat and then improvised and started swimming. And he swam to Jesus soaking with his coat soaking. I think he saw Jesus and thought, I can do it again. But this was after Peter had denied Jesus. After he had just the shame he must have felt when the one that he swore he would follow, no matter what. He said to a little servant girl, I don't even know who he is. I've never met him.
You know,
he denied Jesus three times. But this moment when he gets to the beach with Jesus, Jesus says to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Now,
because of course I love you. Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Simon,
Jesus, I love you.
So
three times Jesus says it to him now. Simon, son of John, do you love me?
So
it's the kindness of Jesus to this wild man, Peter. Jesus is more kind than you think. Doesn't matter what's happened in your life. Whatever you've done, however you feel about yourself, it doesn't change who Jesus is and how he will respond to you. He is so kind. He is so full of love. It's true. He's more kind than you even know. Secondly, we are to walk in all that God has for us. We need to lean into the wind. Now those from Cape Town will know what I'm talking about. When that southeaster is blowing and you're walking, you've got a balance into it. You see, when Peter started sinking, it wasn't because the wind changed. The wind was blowing when they were in the boat. It was blowing when he chose to get out of the boat. And it was blowing when he was walking. And it was still blowing when he started sinking. The wind didn't change. Peter's focus changed. The problem is not the wind. The problem was where he was fixing his eyes. What's the wind in your life? What's the challenges in your life? Is it taking your attention away from Jesus? Nothing has the right to do that.
Okay.
Nothing that can come against you has the right to take your eyes off of Jesus. That's only a choice you make. We need to decide. Doesn't matter what the wind's doing. Doesn't matter what life is throwing at us. The persecution maybe we come against. The challenges we face in life. Some small challenges are real. But they must not take our focus off Jesus. Last year was tough for us as a church. It really was, personally and together. God spoke to me at the end of last year. He said, Gareth, it's not going to get any easier. But you're going to see more of me. I promise you, that fired me up so much. Everything inside me changed. Circumstances didn't have to change. Suddenly I was like, Jesus is with us. We're going for it. Often we think that we want it to be easier. But actually what we want is more of Jesus. It's true, Matapelo. It's what we really desire is more of Jesus. Paul started us off this week talking from Hebrews 12. We need to throw off some of the weights and sins. But you know what? Life's going to throw other things at you as well. The wind is going to be there. There's always an excuse to not get out of the boat.
And
you know what? It's probably a very good excuse. Peter had a great excuse. But it didn't stop him. He got out of the boat. It says in that passage, it says, when they got into the boat, back into the boat, the wind stopped. That wind, it's noisy. And the water would have been rough. As they get back in the boat, it goes quiet. And the water calms. You know, one day, we are going to be with Jesus where he is. And the wind won't be blowing anymore. There'll be nothing blowing against us. It'll be perfect peace, perfect glory. I can't wait. It's going
to
be amazing. But we're not just going to wait for that. And we also, I want to say, let's not wait for life to get easier before we step out of the
boat.
When Peter started sinking, and he said, Jesus, help me. Jesus could have just calmed the wind. Peter was a fisherman. He knew how to swim. He lived out in the water. He would have been fine. But Jesus didn't calm the wind. It said immediately he reached out. And pulled Peter up. When we cry out to Jesus, he's there. Sometimes I think we're crying, God, stop the wind. But he's saying, I'm here. I'm in the storm with you. I feel God wants to meet people right now. I want you, if you know that the wind of life is hitting you hard and it's threatening to take your eyes off Jesus, I ask you right now to stand up and to say, I'm reaching out to Jesus right now. Just like Peter did, he said, Jesus, I need you. That's you, just stand, because he's here with us. He's here in the storm, in the wind with you.
Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, why don't you just shout out to him? Say, now, Jesus, I'm here. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
Help us keep our eyes
on you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, would you reach out right now? If someone around you, won't you just put a hand on them? Just put a hand on them. We are one body together in this. We're not going to let anyone go down. We're
going to
stand together. Just put a hand on someone. Cry out to Jesus with them right now. Jesus wants to rescue you. I don't know if he's going to stop the wind. But I do know that he is there with you in it. And you can find him right now. Come, Lord Jesus. Just let us see you. I pray we would see you clearly right now, Lord. Where the wind has taken, where we can't see you, I pray right now we would see through and see you, Jesus. Rescue right now, Lord. Pull people up right now.
And
you are holding them, Jesus. Won't you take your seat while keeping your eyes on Jesus? Jesus is more kind than you think he is. Doesn't matter what storm of life comes. Jesus is there with us. And he's reaching out. His hand is there. I don't know how far away he was from Peter when Peter cried out. But But it says Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. Jesus is not far. Whatever you're facing, Jesus is not far. Third thing for us. Key for us if we're going to walk with Jesus, and I believe this is for us as Regions Beyond, and for each one of us as Regions Beyond. Jesus didn't ask Peter to walk on water. Peter asked Jesus to call him. It was Peter's idea to walk on water. It wasn't Jesus' idea. Okay, Peter said, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. There is such incredible power in the words of Jesus. I was listening recently to a preach by a lady named Amy Semple McPherson.
McPherson.
Okay. She preached in 1940. She was a crazy Canadian lady that led over 1 million people to Jesus.
Okay.
That's the kind of crazy I want
to
be. She was speaking about the power of the words of Jesus. She said this. She said, when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, he had to specify who. Because if he simply said, come forth, every dead person in every tomb would have walked out. That's the power of Jesus. When Jesus speaks, there is power. We can trust him when he speaks. When Peter heard Jesus say, come, that was all he needed. He trusted. That word, come, when Jesus said it,
it
caused the water to hold the weight of Peter. There is power when Jesus speaks. We need to hear him speak. We must not do anything unless we hear Jesus say it. Yesterday, I heard Masala say here in the seminar. He said, you know, Jesus was an expert at asking questions. I think we need to start asking some questions. We need to ask Jesus some questions. Because I think we can ask Jesus. I can say, Jesus, will you give me every farm village in this region? All I need him to say is yes. Then we know we've got it. I don't have to wait and say, Jesus, anything? I believe his spirit is in us, and he's given us authority, so we can ask him. Amen. We can ask him. If there's something on your heart, you can say, Jesus, I want this, will you give it to me? When he says yes, then we go. If you right now, if there is a town or a city or a nation on your heart,
that
if Jesus had to say go, you would pack your bags tomorrow and go. Can I ask you to stand? If that's you right now, if you know there's a place or a people in your heart that you are carrying, that you want to ask Jesus for. I don't know what he's going to say, but we want to ask him with you. Won't you stand right now? God's put nations on hearts here. He's put places on hearts, on people's hearts. And we're allowed to ask him. Like Peter, we're allowed to ask him for crazy things. Like the other disciples, when he said, Jesus, can I walk on the water to you? I think they wrote it off to, oh, Peter, it's Peter again. But Jesus answered him. You might have a massive call or a massive dream in your heart. You can ask Jesus. So can we pray for these right now? If you're around them, won't you put a hand on them? We're going to reach out a hand. And I want you, if you're standing, I want you to be bold and just pray out and say, Jesus, will you give me? Jesus, can I have it? You tell him. Because we need him to speak. We don't just want good ideas. We want things where Jesus has said yes. Jesus has said, you can go. He has said, come, let's go. And we're
going
to go together. Come on, wherever you are, reach out a hand, pray now. This is what we're about. We're an apostolic going people. We want more nations. We want Vicksburg. We want Clockerland. We want the villages of Lesotho. We want the nations of the world. Let's believe God together right now. And if you're still sitting and you know you need to stand, you just stand up. I'm carrying it. Come Lord, come on, let's lift our voices. Let's believe God. Lord, I want to pray for every nation, every town, every people that was on our heart here.
Jesus,
I
want
to say, please give it to us. Open doors for us. But more than that, would you speak? Because when you speak, it doesn't even matter if doors are closed. We can walk on water. We can go. Jesus, speak to us. Give us more nations. Amen. Amen. Jesus is more kind than you think. There's going to be wind, but we keep going. We can ask Jesus. And we wait for his word. Lastly, this question I've wrestled with over about the last month is, why did Peter ask Jesus to walk on water? Have you ever thought about it? If I was in that boat, my first thought when I saw Jesus, if I was brave enough to even say anything,
would
be, Jesus, would you calm this wind? He had done it a few chapters earlier in Matthew 8. They had seen him calm a storm. They knew he could do it. Why didn't Peter pray that? Why didn't he ask Jesus that? I believe Peter wanted to be with Jesus, doing what Jesus was doing, no matter what. I believe that's the key number four for us. We need to be with Jesus. Whatever he's doing, I want to be doing. I don't want to be doing anything he's not doing. It's all about being with Jesus. It's not about regions beyond mission. It's about Jesus and what he's doing. And so we walk with him. Psalm 27. You've got to know some of the psalm. One thing I ask of the Lord,
and
this I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon His beauty.
Goes
on and it says, you said to me, seek my face. My heart says, Lord, your face will I seek.
Gotta
be a people who are seeking Jesus.
And
will do anything to be with Jesus. Jesus had said he was walking to them, to the boat. Peter could have waited like every other sensible person for Jesus to get to the boat. To be with Jesus. But he wasn't willing to wait that much. He wanted to be with Jesus. One day, we're going to be with Jesus. Sensible thing is just, well, one day it'll be for eternity. I mean, what's our life now? It's this much. But you know, in the now, in the wind, we can be with Jesus. But we've got to press into Him. We've got to be willing to walk on water to get to Him. We're not going to wait for heaven one day. Because Jesus wants to be with us now. Are you ready to set aside your desire for comfort to walk with Jesus?
Now we do.
Are we ready to tackle our fears to be with Him no matter what? When Peter stepped out of the boat, he wasn't trying to escape the chaos that was going on. He was stepping into more chaos. If it was scary being in the boat with that wind,
it
was a lot more scary being out of the boat in that wind. Jesus is calling us out of the boat. He's calling us and saying, come on, I'm here. You can come. We are a people of His presence. We need to be pursuing His presence. It's going to mean overcoming a lot of things in us. A lot of fear. What will people think of me? What if I sink as soon as I step out? What's going to happen if this doesn't work? I love leading meetings, especially worship times. I love it. Because I love the intensity of God, what are you going to do now?
I love
waiting awkwardly where people are thinking, surely we should just sing another song now, Gareth. I love that feeling of God's about to do something
amongst us.
We need to live in that place for the whole time. Going, I'm not going to move because Jesus is about to do something. He's about to say something here. The situation I'm in at home, God wants to speak in this situation. To these people at work, God wants to speak. What's He going to say to us? Come on, it's only a life that we're giving. What more have we got to lose? We've got Jesus in front of us. And He's calling us to Him. I've decided I don't mind if the wind keeps blowing in my life. Anytime I can ask for a miracle, it's not going to be to stop the wind. It's
going
to be for more of Jesus. It's going to be to be closer to Him. To encounter more of Him. Because that's what we're living for. Amen. Can we stand together? I'm done. Let's do what we've been doing all weekend and just fix our eyes on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness this weekend that's led us to this point, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, for everyone here. Lord, thank you for the truth that has shaped us, Lord, even today, Lord, shaped us.
Thank you,
Lord, for all this truth, Lord, that we live by truth, Lord. We live by your kindness. We live by your voice, Lord. We live on you, Lord. And Lord, I pray for us here today. Lord, that we would leave this place knowing the truth, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let's just wait a minute,
yeah. Thank you, Lord.